Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. Thank you so much for choosing to consume the Holderness Family Podcast across whatever platform you've chosen to consume it on.
I made him, this is take two. Take two, because he came out of the gate real fast and it was a lot of energy. And I love energy.
You know, let's play a little clip of that real quick, Max. Positive energy is going to be a big part of what we talk about today. And I also had a cup of coffee a few minutes ago. Just start over.
Wow, guys.
Okay. So this was better. Do we all agree?
This is better.
For podcasts, you want to be a little more chill.
Yeah, you don't want to like slap somebody across the face with just like...
With your brain. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us today. We are talking all about how the ADHD brain hyperfocuses. And so for the rest of us who aren't diagnosed with ADHD, although I swear to God, I have some like life acquired ADHD, I would love to harness the hyperfocus.
Right.
So we're going to be talking about that today.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. Before we get to it, we want to thank those of you who are continual, habitual viewers of this listeners. Podcast.
They listen to it. They don't view
listeners,
it.
Listeners, so you might just view
your phone.
You're staring at it while you're, that would be weird. That'd be real weird. Just a picture of us on the thumbnail. No, for listening. A special thanks to those who leave reviews. That is a big part of boosting the visibility of this podcast, and it's good for business. Let's put it that way. Like if you leave a review, you're basically like leaving us a 25% tip at a restaurant, which is really nice.
Yeah. And it is cringy. Like, I mean, it, when it comes down to it, we can do that. I will maintain that we may retire from the internet one day, but I think we will always have a podcast. Like even if the microphone isn't plugged in, we're going to be in the retirement home, like just talking and interviewing people.
Like the little kid from Wet Hot American Summer.
Yes. Who has like a radio show that nobody.
You find out at the end that it's not even plugged in.
Yeah, that's going to be us. But anyway, so do you want to read that review?
Sure. This is from Ejen PNW. And thank you, Ejen. This is the podcast I want to listen to when I need to feel connected, uplifted, informed, and entertained. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how you come to meet Kim and Penn, whether through silly videos, The Amazing Race, or their book, they feel like the friends you want to hang out with every weekend. They're super approachable and funny, goofy, and dorky, you know, just like the rest of us. Thank you, Kim's mom, for changing your name and putting that review.
I feel like that, first of all, that's so nice.
It is.
And it feels weird to read those, but we've been told if you read them, then people do it. Anyway, moving on from that. Also, another shameless self-promotion. Keep an eye out, guys.
Keep an eye out.
We have been working hard on a lot of fun stuff over here at Team Holderness. Our shop is going to be relaunching like any day now. And fingers crossed, our new game, Family Face Off, is going to be available for pre-order and in time for the holidays. And we've been working so hard on both of those things. If you want to sign up for our newsletter, go to theholdernessfamily.com/newsletter. Or you just go to theholdernessfamily.com. There could be a pop-up. And we don't bombard you. We get you like once a week. And it's basically like the stuff we posted that week plus like a little letter. So that way, if you are doing the thing and focusing on your mental health and logging off social media more often, you can still, you know, kind of keep in touch with all this stuff. And that's where we send like the, you're the first to know.
Love it.
About stuff like that.
Love it. Well, we've got that all out of the way.
Yes,
let's
thank you.
Talk. Let's talk about hyperfocus. Yes. This podcast is part of Kim's personal mental awareness month. That she's. I love this though. So you, first of all, I think you're an amazing writer.
You're sweet.
I think that you are incredibly authentic. I'm sure you've heard this before. You're also eloquent. You do a great job with words. You are the daughter of an English teacher and the wife of a real visionary. I'm joking. You're the daughter of an English teacher, and it shows. And I love reading your blogs, and I've really enjoyed this particular journey. And I want to thank you for inviting me to take part in some of these things that we've talked about during Kim's personal mental health awareness month.
Yeah, mental health awareness. It's like a focus, and it's very selfish. I felt like.
So what should we call this?
I don't know, but so what I'm doing is, first of all, I love a goal and I love something ambitious, and I felt like writing something every single day was a little ambitious. And then you guys, I'm such an idiot. Like on the second, I'm like, I'm going to blog every single day. On the second day of September, I had a wrist surgery, and it turns out you need,
what do you need for blogging? Your fingers.
You know, we've discovered that like two hands is ideal, but right. One hand is fine. And I'm such an idiot.
Well, also, I'll put it this way. Has anyone else been in this situation where, like, the doctor, when they talk about the surgery, they always say, like,
it's fine.
You'll be back to full strength in, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah. So the whole thing, and I blogged about it, you guys. When I was flipping those stones,
this is crazy,
on the Amazing Race, and it took me 2.5 hours, and I have just dainty little wrists, but it was that motion of like the forward flick, and
revving a motorcycle handle over
for
and
two
over
and a
again.
Half hours with like really heavy, I mean they were heavy, so my wrists starting that day were super swollen through the remainder of the race and afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like they, and I have to say the Amazing Race is amazing, their production team, they kept checking in on me like, are you okay. My right wrist got better. It was fine. But then my left wrist like never felt good after that. And then
there was a thing that popped up.
I'm like, oh, it's like one of those like ganglion cysts, which is like the worst word to even say. And so I go to a doctor and he's like, oh no, that's not a cyst. That's a bone. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, you have like a tendon and a bone. And there's like a fatty, like he took an x-ray of it. And he's like, oh, quick. The only way to get rid of it. Quick surgery. Super simple. Like 30 minutes. Super simple. Well, what he meant was it was simple for him. Like, it was simple for him to perform. For me, it was very painful.
Right. And you started getting an idea of that when the doctor's like, oh, yeah, it's like going to get a popsicle or something. And then the nurse calls and is like, you need clean sheets.
She's like,
what?
Do you have clean sheets in your bed? I was like,
why?
I can clean them. And she's like, yeah, you don't want to get infected and the infection rates and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, my God. And she's like, and do you have... And
have you filled out your will?
And yeah, well, I think that's standard. But like all these things, I was like, wait, is this a big deal? She's like, you won't have use of your hand for a while. I was like, oh my gosh, which I'm an idiot. Anyway, it's okay. It's fine. So.
Well, you can podcast without your hand.
Yeah,
we should
but
just
I have
do
been blogging. I'm very proud of myself. I've kept to it and it's been fine. And so I just wanted to focus on my mental health and kind of keep myself accountable. I love to write and create. And yeah, there are days that, it's basically my mom reading it, but then there are days where a lot of people read it, and it's been great. And it's forced me to, it's like I've said in public pretty much like, I'm going to meditate every day. I'm going to go on my mental health walk every day. I'm going to delete apps from my phone. Like I've said all these things. So now I have to do them and it's working. The daily meditation thing, I've been meditating every day and it freaking works. And it's so annoying that it works. Because like,
why?
Because it's work.
Because you have to do it.
Because you have to do it.
Well, like, don't you feel, isn't it sort of, there's like an immediate pleasure that you get from it.
I don't know. know if it,
you don't think so?
I don't know if I am. Yes. Yes. I feel better, but I think there's a productivity. It's this weird to take, and I can only really sit still for 10, 15 minutes. But if you take that, you're like, oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I can't take 10, 15 minutes just to sit still. But in reality, I believe, like yesterday we started shooting at 9. We didn't wrap until 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And then we came back and edited, and I did the graphic part and you edited till like 10:30, 11. And I was kind of energized.
Yeah.
And I think the daily meditation has allowed me more. I know it's like a little buzz and it's like a little caffeine hit, and I've been more productive with it.
Well, that is certainly possible.
Yeah.
Another possible reason, you ready for this segue? This is going to be one of the best segues I've ever done.
I'm so ready.
Another possibility is that your brain, because everyone's got a little bit of ADHD, was looking for something that was challenging and of personal interest and of urgency and difficult that would kind of release that dopamine, which is an immediate energy hit in your brain.
Yeah.
So because we had like a really tough project to complete, you were able to channel, Kim, your version of hyperfocus.
Oh, good segue. I know. I think you're absolutely right, because it had all the trappings of the things that people with ADHD need.
Mm-hmm.
Something I know that you need something novel, like a challenge, and then a time deadline. All of those things. That's my ideal day.
Right.
I mean, we had a 12-hour day or more. It was a 14-hour day, but I loved it. It was my ideal day.
I did too. And those days don't always happen, and they can't always happen.
Oh no.
But you've got a little bit of that type of brain with you. And so that's what we're mainly going to talk about today is the phenomenon of hyperfocus. We have talked about trying to destigmatize ADHD repeatedly, ad nauseum. Apologies if you're getting sick of it. I'm not sick of it because it's still out there. It's still called ADHD. And every little bit of it, I think when you look into the zeitgeist and you look at the way that the world views it, it is still largely negative.
Mm-hmm.
There is a phenomenon called hyperfocus, right? That I want to acknowledge that it's not always good.
Yeah.
It causes people to daydream. It causes people to space out. It causes my son and also me, it's the reason I don't play video games, to lose track of time like playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
It might make you good at video games, but that may not be what you want.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you use it the right way, hyperfocus, I believe, should be an asset. But look up hyperfocus. If you want to really know what hyperfocus is, are you guys like me, this first place you do is you just look up Wikipedia, like see what it says?
Sure.
I mean, if you don't have a doctor around. Mm. So I did that. And as I expected, it was a largely negative connotation.
Really?
When you look it up. I'm going to read you what it says. Hyperfocus is an intense form of mental concentration or visualization that focuses consciousness on a subject, topic, or task. That sounds good, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next sentence. Psychiatrically, it is considered to be a trait of ADHD together with inattention, and it has been proposed as a trait of other conditions such as schizophrenia and autism spectrum disorder. And then goes into...
I don't hear negativity in that. I think that's just facts.
Well, if you keep going, it basically shows that the inattentive symptoms occur daily. Here's what it says. Has been termed hyperfocus. And then they talk about daydreaming, and they talk about addiction to video games. And they don't say anywhere in Wikipedia, hey, this is a good thing.
Yeah, and we could all use some of it.
Right.
Okay.
There are other articles. I didn't do any research on this, by the way. I just put together a list of personal things that I do to try to channel it. And then it's funny, I went back and looked on WebMD and ADDitude, and they had similar articles about this. So I'm not the only person thinking this.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some positives.
Yeah, we won the Amazing Race, and many of the challenges required like this crazy hyper-focus. And you could see other teams were just so frenetically running around pacing, and you zoned in as if nothing else
was going on anywhere.
Was going on. And we thought I was going to be like the attention to detail person. It was you. You were the attention to detail person, and it was such an asset to have that. So, yeah.
We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's be honest. We've all had embarrassing BO moments. Like any time you have to speak in public, if you don't put deodorant on, it's like a different type of sweat. Ugh. And you and I did like a thing and I got done. And thank God I had a blazer on because it sort of masked it. But then I took it off and got in the car and it was just like...
There is a lot of pit sweat. Yeah. Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making it so none of us ever have to worry about that BO again.
Unlike certain other DOs, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way.
Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet.
Lumi is a game-changing deodorant designed by an OBGYN.
Fast forward 6 years and her Whole Body Deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews.
How? Well, unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant.
I personally love that Lumi is baking soda free and paraben free.
You can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, 2 free products of your choice like mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code HOLDERNESS at LumiDeodorant.com.
That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi Deodorant and use code HOLDERNESS.
And it's Lumi, L-U-M-E. Well, let's start with this. You touched on it before. We really shine the neurotypical ADHD brain or anyone who even has a little bit of it. And sometimes you could say everyone shines when 3 things are met. And at the Amazing Race, these things were constantly met. That is, it has to be something, number one, new or exciting, mm-hmm. something you've never had before, novel, mm-hmm. that really kind of gets your brain excited. Number two, challenging or difficult. Mm-hmm. It's overtly difficult, the challenges they give you in the race. And number three, it's of personal interest or benefits you.
Right.
Someone's filming me. There's $1 million on the line. Mm-hmm. It's going to be of personal interest. So there is no example better than being on the Amazing Race of filling all 3 of those things, thus bringing out ideal conditions for hyperfocus. What I want to talk about today is how to do this when those things aren't happening, right? Because most of the time, the work that you do on a daily basis doesn't fill all 3 of those things, does it?
Well,
the closer you are to it, the happier you're going to be with work.
But. Right. But let's talk about it. I mean, I love this job, but I've had a lot of jobs in which my only interest in it was the paycheck every 2 weeks. Like mm-hmm. I did not feel fulfilled or challenged, particularly challenged.
Right.
So it is pretty impossible to check all 3 boxes on the daily.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Let's say that those things aren't being checked.
Yeah.
How do you make hyperfocus exist for you?
Let's do it.
For me, I set a mental timer. I try to beat a record. I try to outperform either my expectations or other people's expectations of me to complete this. Like, hey, do you think you can get this done in 2 hours? Sure. Not only that, I'm going to do an amazing job and try to get it done in 1.5 hours.
Okay.
So I can move on and do something else.
So you're competitive with yourself.
Yes. I set a goal internally for myself. Sometimes I say it out loud. Sometimes I write down the time when I want to finish. Those are other tools that you can have. So that's kind of how I help game that dopamine hit that I want to get because it's not necessarily novel. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. Also, I find that environmental factors affect me heavily. I mean, I think the obvious thing is, as far as distractions are concerned, is like a television or a cell phone.
Right.
I just put those somewhere else.
Right.
I turn off notifications on my computer. For me, most of the time, completing this task is something in front of a computer. I don't open up any other windows. I silence all of that. I put the temperature at 72 degrees.
Yeah, right now we're recording in like this attic space we have, and this is where Pendus is editing. It's freezing right now. I'm wearing a jacket.
And I'm sorry. And that's, yeah, I usually bring up one of those for you. I guess I could have turned it down, but for me, there is an exact temperature. It's the temperature that I'm not thinking it's too cold or it's too hot, because it's amazing what a distraction either of those can be. Mm-hmm. I know that you can't guarantee that. I know some people may just work in hotter environments, but the closer you can get to kind of an ideal temperature, I'm just telling you, it makes a difference in your ability to focus for a sustained period of time.
Yeah.
I get rid of food. Water, so water is the only thing.
Yeah, it's funny because you will come downstairs at 2 o'clock and you will not have eaten all day long.
Yeah. Thank God for intermittent fasting, right? Like that's an okay thing.
Well, now it's like, oh, I'm just intermittent fasting. But really, you need calories, but you don't keep food up here at all.
I don't. It's one of the reasons that you see me bringing a peanut butter sandwich into bed. Like my digestive is behind, and I'm sure someone's going to tell me that's you're doing it wrong, Penn, and I probably am. But food, the smell of it, the taste of it, takes me on a journey outside of whatever it is that I'm doing because I love food. Mm-hmm. So it's water with ice, and that takes a little bit of training as well. Even coffee can distract you. It can take you on a journey to Colombia. Or, I don't know. It makes no sense.
That does make sense. No, okay. So it's funny because we got rid of the dining room in our house. We never used it. It was like our online shopping storage space. So I put doors on it and converted into my little office space because we learned in the pandemic that everybody needed a room and I was the only one in the house that didn't have a room. So I put doors on it, but it is right next to the flipping kitchen. And so when I get stuck on something, if I'm writing and it's just, I hit a block or I hit something that's just hard, I go straight to the pantry. It is so annoying. And so I need to almost like create some sort of obstacle
space.
Course that I have to like jump over like a moat around it or something. Because I'm never hungry when I go there. I'm all about eating when you're hungry, but I'm never hungry when I reach for a handful of.
I never thought about the distance of you and your office compared to my office.
You have to, if you
I've
want
got
food,
two floors.
We were editing last night and I was thirsty when we started editing. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, but I finally, after like 2 hours, had to go get a glass of water. But if I was just in my office, I would have filled up my water bottle 4 times, you know?
I can't believe I didn't think about that. I feel like it's a blessing that my office is far away from the office pantry, which is our kitchen, which is two
pantry.
Floors down.
Yeah.
Anyway, so food, that's one of them. I want to spend a little time on this next one, which is addressing any frustrations. I am a firm believer that hyperfocus works if you can calm everything else around you. And this is, it's like if you're hyper-focusing on something for 2 hours, you really need to address this in the other 22, right? You need to make sure you're sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
You need to think about that and know that that affects your ability to hyper-focus.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise, if that helps reset you, that needs to be something that you do before, maybe get up a little bit earlier if you have to, or instead of like grabbing that glass of wine when you get home from work, maybe just go into the garage and do some push-ups, like get something going, get your blood going. And also and this is more immediately before you get started, another frustration, there may be something else going on in your life that really is kind of bugging you. And for that, Kim mentioned meditation. For me, I have not become a meditation master, but I have been cheating and listening to my daughter's tennis coach about gap training when it comes to like in between points,
mm-hmm.
these like breaths that you can take to reset yourself. Just to give you more information, my daughter's a really good tennis player and her coach noticed that sometimes when she loses a point, she gets frustrated and goes right up to the next point Nick Kyrgios is horrible at this, by the way. Mm-hmm. I've watched him. He's one of my favorite tennis players, even though he's kind of a D-bag sometimes. He does not, he forsakes this. He doesn't reset. He doesn't take like a deep breath. And so in between tasks, whatever it is, or when I'm just about to sit down, I sit straight up and I breathe in. I hold it for 5 seconds. I breathe out. And I do that as many times as it takes for me to realize that I'm in the now, I'm in the moment, and I'm not thinking about anything else.
Well, it's a form of meditation to focus on your breath like that.
Yeah. No, I know it is. I haven't gotten to your level. That's...
By the way, I'm not a Jedi Master meditator.
Is that the level? It's Jedi Master?
Jedi Master. Okay. 100%. No, I said, but focusing on your breath is super hard.
Yeah.
And it's a good reset.
Well, I want to ask you, because I'm saying all of these things, and she said it at the beginning, everyone's got a little bit of ADHD, and you do as well. And that's a good thing, right? Because it can lead to using this hyperfocus for the better. But I'm wondering if you feel those distractions when you're trying to get work, and like, what are some of the things that you do to address that?
So I think I have, and we've interviewed somebody, you know, people before about this acquired ADHD. Our modern world is full of a lot of distractions. We are being bombarded with these devices we carry around and the alerts on an Apple Watch. I mean, all these, I set myself up for failure in that way. And so in that way, my attention is naturally being pulled. So I don't know if I went to go get diagnosed, I don't know that I may get an ADHD diagnosis. I just don't know if it's because my brain, if I was born that way, or the environment in which I surround myself has done that.
Has done it to you.
And I don't know I'm working on it, and that's part of this month, is to unravel what I've done to myself and limiting screen time, you know, starting my day with meditation. I'm limiting alcohol and what I eat and all those things. But yeah, I find myself, like, the things that work for me are so hard to implement because of where my office is that I work. It's at the bottom of the stairs. So anybody that comes downstairs comes right in. And like, so I'm never like totally closed off like you are. I self-inflicted. I walk myself to the pantry. I look at my cell phone. You are very good about putting your cell phone away, because you'll be up here and I will be gone. Or like the doorbell will ring and you won't hear it because you were so closed off. Yeah. And I just don't have a space, but I can't blame it on the space, but you don't keep your cell phone with you. So if today we had a repairman trying to come and he just had to wait because you were not answering and because their phone was away and you couldn't hear the doorbell. So I don't have I haven't set myself up for success like that.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. So should we do something about that? Do you want to?
How about this? If my doors are closed at the office, like, you just need to chill until I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I've adhered to that correctly, especially because they're glass doors. I'm like, oh, I can see her. I'm just going to walk in.
Right. And you walk in, you sit down and you ask me a question and I'm like,
oh, that's got to be annoying. Okay. I'm going to stop that.
But sometimes I do. I mean, life happens. And so like, I've had to come up here, but it's harder to come up here.
Y'all can come up here anytime you want to. Here's another thing about hyperfocus. You could come up here with a 8-piece band, and it's probably, as long as I don't need to move, it's not going to distract me. Like, you could come up here and write, and I wouldn't even know you're here. I could put on headphones if you ever want to come up here. But I also hear you, and I'm going to respect your boundary.
Thank you.
The door's fairly new. I just thought it was kind of like a decorative option.
No, it was to close people out.
I'm joking. I'm sorry. It's a lovely door, and I will respect the door more.
Respect the door.
This is kind of there's two more things that I do to help channel and maximize the efficiency of hyperfocus when I'm working. One of them we just did, which was talk to your loved ones about what it is that you're doing. Tell them it's hyperfocus. Tell them the challenges that you have in your life. They will understand. Not only will they understand, they will help you. You know why? Because they love you. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much more likely people are to help when you express your vulnerabilities and your shortcomings.
Yeah.
Loved ones love that crap. So there was a, Kim was I told Kim I was having a tough time with something, and she's like, that actually makes me feel better. We had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, what? And then I thought about it, and wait a minute, it makes me feel better too when people are having a tough time with something that I'm also having a tough time with.
Well, there's that sort of, you know, shared, I think we talked about it, but I thought I was taking crazy pills because something was happening and I was really upset by it. And you also were upset by it. But I'm like, there's a sense of community when you can both, first of all, feel safe to feel vulnerable enough to talk about something that's troubling you, but also just that if it's something we're both struggling in, I was like, oh, okay. It makes me feel like I'm not crazy. So yeah, but yesterday was a big day, and you said to me as we were driving down for the evening part of our shoot, you said, hey, my executive functioning is flaring. I'm gonna forget something. Something's gonna go wrong, and I just need to apologize ahead of time. Nothing went wrong with the shoot. You just forgot to get a charger at the end of the day, but yeah, that's fine.
I really like that charger though.
But hasn't disappeared. We know where it is.
I know. But to your point, I have learned that saying those things out loud, not only does it help connect you with the person who is either your support system, your partner, maybe someone who's even going through the same sort of stuff that you're going through. Not only does it do that, but I think it helps me too.
You know what? I will kind of put an asterisk next to this. Something that you used to do a lot, but I've kind of trained you out of it. You used to treat me as your mental reminder, because I feel like you would say, everybody does this, I think. You're like, if I say it out loud, it becomes real and we share in this burden. But you said to me on the way down to our shoot, you said, hey, I need to remind me to get this charger. I was also dealing with a lot of stuff. So it wasn't as important to me to have this charger. So like it didn't even occur to me. Of course, there are things that, like, you're leaving town and I'm like, hey, Penn, you're going to need a passport. Do you know where that is? There are things that I want to help you carry, but you used to say, hey, will you remind me? I have to go to this place at 9:30 next Tuesday. I'm like, hey, dude,
that's a no-no.
That's a Google Calendar.
Yeah.
Like and so you've become better about setting reminders for yourself, because just telling me stresses me out.
And I realized I forgot my charger. I also remember that I asked you to remind me, and I purposefully did not blame this on you.
Yeah,
you and I didn't never. Say anything about it. I wasn't going to say anything about it. You just brought it up. And but you're right. Like, what's seriously?
Like, I was texting, making sure Lola had a ride home from the tennis match.
Right. There's so many other things going on. And that's a me problem. That there are 1,000 ways to fix that. You can set an alarm, or you can just, like, if you're having one of those hyper-focus moments, just shake your head and say, well, that was a loss for me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'll get it back. We're talking about this charger a lot.
It's not that important.
It's not. And it's so funny because I loaned it to Anne Marie, and she feels really bad about it.
Oh, that's not, no.
And she's like listening to the podcast now, like, oh no.
She doesn't talk like that.
Oh yeah, she does.
No, she doesn't.
She does it normally. Character does.
Can you buy a charger?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
It's a hypercharger. What's it called?
It's a supercharger. It's whatever. Okay, Apple, they give you the new charger, and it's like more of a rectangle than a square, and it's kind of thicker, and it just definitely charges your phone like almost entirely in 30 minutes. And when you're me and you're filming a bunch of stuff and you're using your phone and I'm about to go out of the country, like, you need that. I wonder if I need like the weird adapters where I'm going. Guys, I'm leaving the country, and I'm going, like, by the time this airs, I'll be back. But
Anne-Marie texted Penn, your charger is downstairs on the island.
Shut up.
Yes. There's also some Traeger pulled pork in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
That's really awesome. She lives like a half hour away.
Well, this is not help. Yeah, that is so sweet.
Oh my gosh. We just had like a full circle moment.
I know. So the lesson learned is
just have Anne Marie in your life.
If you lose your charger, just have Anne Marie bring it to your house. Yeah. And everything's fine.
That's really funny. That was the most Midwestern thing ever. She brought food.
Why did she bring food?
Because Steve made
pulled pork
on the Traeger.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Guys, that was nobody's going to be interested in that part of the conversation.
What are you talking about? People love Full Circle. All right.
But also, did you see? I looked at saw my phone like blowing up.
And you picked it up.
And I picked it up.
Yeah.
I should have it turned off, but I'm glad we got that notification.
Me too, because I was just secretly just steaming about it.
Not
that I forgot.
Yeah, that you forgot.
That I forgot to bring it, that I forgot to get it. Okay. Guys, do you feel...
No, you have one more.
Guys and gals, do I?
Practice your hyper-focus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you. That's a big one.
Okay.
Right?
How do you practice hyper-focus?
Puzzles. That's a simple answer. There are two that I recommend highly that you may have to try something a little lower before you get to. There's a great crossword puzzle maker named Brendan Emmett Quigley, mm-hmm. who is... He does modern references sometimes. He can be a little PG-13 with his references, but he's clever as bleep. And he does, if you look everywhere, he does two or three puzzles a week, and he's a great crossword puzzle guy.
Penn is such a crossword aficionado that he knows, like, he has favorite crossword developers.
Oh, yeah. I've reached, because he asked for, he should ask for money because it's a free website. And so when the drive happens, I'll send it. And he, like, sends back an email. Like, hey, Penn, thanks, buddy.
Aww.
And I freak.
You're starstruck.
Him versus Clooney could come to my house and be like, what's up, Penn? I'm like, that's great, but you're not Brandon Emin Quigley. I'm more interested in that. So that, and then I found this Wordle on steroids thing, because Wordle wasn't enough for me, mm-hmm. For an ADHD person. Like, that's just one tiny dopamine hit a day, and I need more. Mm-hmm. And I understand the whole purpose of Wordle was supposed to be, like, it's simple. You don't get addicted. There's just one.
Yeah, you can only do one.
Right. It keeps you from, it doesn't hinder your productivity, right? So good for Wordle for doing that. But Duo Trigordle, you can do as many as you want to.
Explain what Duo Trigordle
is. It's 32 grids of Wordle at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge logic problem, just like Wordle is, but on a much grander scale. The goal for me, the goal is supposed to be you want to get all 32 grids in 37 guesses, which means you have a chance to mess up five times.
But you're entering letters on one and they populate on all.
Yes. So you get the greens and the red and the yellows on every single, thank you, on every single word. So you have to scroll down and say, okay, which one did I get close on? And then try to needle on that one. But getting five guesses wrong is like, I'm past that. I only try to get just one guess wrong. So you put a word in, you see what you got, and then you have to snake your way logically through all of the words so that you don't get another one wrong. And every day I work on it for at least 20 minutes or 30 minutes or until I get a just one wronger. One time, I got a zero wronger.
I don't even know what that means, and I've seen you do it, so I don't know that this
is the best. It means that my first guess happened to be in that list of 32 words.
Oh, you mean like your start word was
on
green.
There, and then I didn't get a single one wrong. I cleared the entire thing out without getting one wrong. That was a special day
for the Penster.
I feel like I've got video of it if anyone wants to see it.
Oh, bless
just
your heart.
Hit me up on no, don't hit.
Yeah, no.
But so those puzzles, particularly for me, are great. I know people who like Sudoku. There's also a mathematical elevation of that called Kenken.
So let me ask you something. So a puzzle, these Wordle games, that practicing your hyperfocus, I get it. But what's the difference between that and a video game? And because you're saying you don't play video games.
Video games, I get lost.
Okay, so there's a difference. So there's something that challenges your brain versus something you...
I don't know how to put it. Like, you know what it is? Here's what I think it is. I do these at the end of the day, and they're firing enough brain synapses, duotrigordal crossword puzzles. They make me drowsy, and they like put me to sleep, and they calm me down because I'm working hard.
Okay.
And I'm focusing hard. Video games, I can play for 8 hours and then look at the clock and be like, oh crap, I thought that was 30 minutes. I lose track of time.
Okay.
And I think, if I may posit a theory, it is that challenging novel thing that excites your brain, but there's so many dopamine hits. It's like junk food for ADHD.
Whereas this is like celery and peanut butter.
Right. And I feel like video games for me are empty calories. And there are probably people who can handle it and walk away, but
our son can't.
No, he can't. He has my brain.
Yeah.
And I hope that he gets out of it. I mean, for me, I just stopped playing video games.
Yeah, we limit it. And he doesn't fight it. Like, he doesn't fight it.
He knows that it's
an issue.
There
are days, I mean, gosh, the pandemic did such a number. I mean, he couldn't see his friends, so he sat there on FaceTime and played video games for, I mean, years of his life, I feel like. So.
And what are you going to do? You can't leave your house.
But you're, at the time, 10 or 11.
And
so,
I mean, one of the great things this is a great thing about video games, is you could FaceTime with other people.
Right. So he was mostly with his sweet cousin.
So it was a social interaction.
It was a social interaction. Anyway, where that's whatever. So yes, Penn mentioned that he today, in like 2 hours, is flying to Switzerland for the weekend.
Yeah.
I have to say, ladies, we need to take a cue from these guys. So he has
100%, by the way.
Yeah,
I endorse
he has a
this.
Group of college guys, and they are in this fantasy football league. Oh, and by the time, that we wrote a fantasy football song that's very funny, that will have been out by the time this airs. And the weekend after Labor Day, every single year, they go somewhere for the fantasy football draft, and the person who wins the draft the previous year gets to decide location. It just so happens he has a friend who now lives in Switzerland, and he says, you guys have to come here. They've been far off places. They've been back to their college town. Some are simple, some are annoying. and so I like the positive me who loves the fact that you have so much interaction loves this for you, but it is such a pain in the ass that you're going to be gone for 5 days. But I love you, and I hope you have fun.
Okay.
I love you.
So
that, I love you.
That was almost great, but then you did a little bit of what I call marking your territory before you leave.
No, it's great, and I'm excited for you. But I do think that women, what we need to do is just pick a weekend and say, like, hey, the weekend after Halloween or a certain weekend in the summer, and that's just it. That's what it is. Give people a year's notice. It's on the calendar. And so it's sad because Sam on our team, who we love and adore, and you guys have like seen and heard from her, she's getting married this Saturday. And as soon as she sent the save the date, I looked at the calendar and I was like, oh, Penn's not going to be able to go. Because you knew by last December that this was going to happen in Switzerland.
I knew by 20 years ago that I was going to be out of town.
Well, you were going to be out of town, but sometimes, but sometimes it's like, oh, if you were going to be at UVA in Virginia, like maybe you could have swung something, and so I was like, and it is such a priority to him that our daughter won't plan a wedding that weekend because most of the, you know what I mean? Like, it is such a priority that nobody schedules anything. So I'm going solo to a wedding.
You're going to have a blast.
Oh, I'm going to have so much fun.
You're going to, like, I'm a little bit jealous that I'm missing the wedding. I love Sam. Like, I don't know what the reference, I don't know if I could say a daughter. I think there is like a paternal instinct there, but she's, so if you guys ever watch any of our videos, she's got some sort of thumbprint on it, whether it's putting the lyrics in or even like the first edit pass or like a creative like contribution to one thing or the other. She is from a different generation from us, but has like, she's an old soul. And so I think she's got this sort of simpatico humor for all of us. She's also a duo trigordal addict, which I like about her, and she likes reading space books. She's, I think if I were a lesbian 20 something, I would be Sam.
Yeah. I can see that.
So I identify with her a lot, which is why I hate to miss. And also she like married, she's marrying me.
I know. She's
Laura's marrying like another version of me, which I kind of love too. Laura is, I think I sat with her and we
ADHD'd out.
We ADHD'd out pretty hard. So by now she's married, and she's congratulations. Married. Yeah.
But you're missing it, but that's fine. But it's this weekend. So anyway, lesson is, ladies, we need to pick a weekend and just stick with it. Initially, I was like, maybe I'll make my weekend this weekend too, and then we could just get like sitters and make other people. So maybe start after this year, we could go double girls, like girls, guys, and we're like, so the pain in the butt factor is left for somebody else.
Yeah, I want to, I mean, you know how many times I need you to go on more trips, because if you go on more trips, then I can go on more trips.
Yes.
Because I can't I can't just have me going on trips. So ladies,
go on trips.
Call Kim. Get her on a trip.
Penn, go to Switzerland by the time you guys are listening to this.
I have to pack.
I know. He has. Oh my! This is the most male thing.
I haven't even thought about what I'm going to pack.
He leaves for the airport in an hour, two, and he has not even thought about what to pack. Well, I would have had
been kind of busy.
A Google Doc.
Yeah.
Anyway, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.